This episode of the Road Dirt Podcast is brought to you by Chuck Watwood and the good folks at Lawbike. You can find them at lawbike.com. Welcome to Road Dirt, the podcast of Road Dirt Motorcycle Media and RoadDirt.tv, your down-home grassroots motorcycle brand, covering what we like to call ride life. This is Rob Brooks, your host. Thanks for tuning in. And on this episode, I want to pay tribute to a world traveler that we covered a few years back. And I had the privilege to meet and spend a little time with. And I wanted to share her story on this this month of March, you know, month we celebrate women. And this woman is definitely one deserving of some celebration, especially since this is basically an epitaph for her. She passed away suddenly in her native New Zealand back in January. So we felt it was appropriate when we found the news that this is the story that I wrote about after meeting her back a couple of years ago. It's called Helen Upson, A Kiwi Roaming America. I got a call from an industry friend about a lady from New Zealand who was riding across America. Get this, he told me, she's a retiree, late 60s, touring alone on a hopped-up Yamaha V-Max. She's been in Florida riding that state across the winter before she continues her tour in the spring. Fascinating lady. I lamented, dang, that would have been one heck of an interview, to which my friend replied, well, I think she's still in the Atlanta area, somewhere over on the east side, in a town called Lawrenceville. I about jumped out of my chair exclaiming, that's practically next door to me. Give me your contact info. Terry obliged, and after making contact, Helen and I decided to meet for coffee the very next morning. I found Helen to be a tough, crusty old Kiwi, hardened by miles and years, but with an infectious smile and a warm personality. Over coffee and hot chocolate, we discussed her adventures, and what adventures she's had. She said, I first rode through Europe and England a few years back, she told me. I rode all the way to Asia, from Poland to Portugal, the whole continent. I think I did about 36,000 miles before shipping my bike to Los Angeles. Inquiring about her European travels, Helen recounted how she shipped her V-Max from New Zealand to Heathrow Airport in London, then rode the beautiful British Isles before crossing the Channel. Then she set out across Europe, visiting VMAX rallies and riding the most stunning sights, cities, and scenery the continent has to offer. The Swiss Alps, Germany, Scandinavia, Vienna, Venice, the Balkans, into the Iberian Peninsula, through Spain to Portugal, just to name a few. I asked Helen how long she's been riding motorcycles, and she reflected, I got my first bike in 1973, a Yamaha XS650. Then followed that with a couple of 1974 650s. I bought a Midnight Special 850. Then I was first in New Zealand to own the XS 1100. I stopped riding for 20 years, raised a daughter, became a solo parent, then started riding again in 2007 with an XJR 1300 before my VMAX. Always Yamahas, she told me. Helen also used to breed and train German Shepherds on a 10-acre kennel she built some years ago in New Zealand's North Island. She said, I've loved German Shepherds since I was 16. I've trained security and police dogs across the country and still have several of them myself. She's also unique in that Helen was the first woman in New Zealand to earn a black belt in karate and among the first women to earn a motorcycle license. Helen's weapon of choice has been the legendary Yamaha V-Max, but not just any factory V-Max. Hers has a modded, blueprinted engine that puts down 215 horsepower to the rear wheel, as opposed to the stock 175 ponies that it comes as factory. That's no small jump. Helen's was purchased sight unseen in Wellington, New Zealand, number 114 for the 2009 model year, and modified inside and out. It's a real moto monster, and Helen handles it like she was born to ride it. Maybe in fact she was. Back in her native New Zealand, Helen has operated a motorcyclist hotel and pub called the Black Dog. That seems appropriate. hosting riders from across the island nation and across the globe. Helen has also ridden almost pole to pole from the northernmost point in Norway in the Arctic Circle, what's called North Cape, to the southernmost point of New Zealand down below Invercargill. And here she was, touring America and chatting with me before setting out to continue her journey across the states. One amazing human being. Yeah, as a postscript, we were shocked and saddened to find out that she passed away back in her native New Zealand, rather suddenly, apparently, in late January. We are saddened to learn about that here in the United States, after having met her and spent some time with her and learned about her travels. And our heartfelt condolences to Helen Upson's family and to her friends that she's made here in the States and around the world. If you want to find the story on her, you can go to roaddirt.tv. Look for the, up in the search, you can just look for Helen, you can type in Helen Upson, or in our little scroller, it's one of the first five stories right now. Helen Upson, A Kiwi Roams America. Got several photos that we took with her when she was here in North Georgia, as well as photos that she gave us about some of her travels around the United States. So check that out right there, roaddirt.tv, Helen Upson. Also, find us on we're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, three of our social media channels. They are called Road Dirt TV. You can find any one of those right there and subscribe and join the Road Dirt community. Definitely check out our YouTube channel as well. We're that is Road Dirt TV. We're constantly adding new videos, ride reviews, stories, reviews of gear, racing covering, things like that. And definitely check out our main site, our e-magazine, we call it, roaddirt.tv, our online magazine, for all the latest and greatest in motorcycle news and stories. Well, until next time, this is Rob with Road Dirt. Ride life.